which means it's time. 31 days, 31 podcasts.
31 days, 31 podcasts.
It's helpful, so well done to me.
Hey everybody, it's October 31st, it's Halloween, Potoween, or is the month Potoween? I don't know. The cat just got out of bed for like the first time today and was meowing, like 2 seconds. Can you hear? She's rubbing on my leg, she's going meow, meow, meow. Can you hear her in the background? Why at this time this cat decided to get up and do that, I do not know. I hope that this is coming through. I'm going to have to check the audio and possibly enhance it. This could be tough. I may have to pet a kitty while I do this. I mean, this may be tough for you to listen to and great for me. So, I have a thing to read. Here we go. So what's the point of Halloween, right? That's kind of the question I was thinking about last night. What's cool about Halloween is that it's something we get to decide. Thanksgiving is food, Christmas is gift-giving, Valentine's Day is crowding into a restaurant on the worst day of the year to crowd into a restaurant, because if you're unwilling to do that, then how much do you really love your partner? But Halloween, what's the point of Halloween? If you're asking me, which you sort of are because you're listening, the point of Halloween is reversal. We go out at night instead of during the day. Kids rule the street instead of adults. We wear our skeletons on the outside. We try to scare ourselves instead of the normal day-to-day acts that we use to calm ourselves down. Halloween is my favorite holiday because it can be anything. Nobody can claim it as their own, right? There's no war for Halloween. There's no Santa versus Jesus situation. There's no remembering the reason for the season. No taking the time to really reflect on da 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 da. Religion doesn't own Halloween. The troops don't own Halloween. Your family doesn't own Halloween. Your wife doesn't own Halloween. Your husband doesn't own Halloween. Your parents don't own Halloween. There's no corporation that owns Halloween. But then what is it? If no one can own it, what is it? And I think what Halloween, I try to think of it as a place for people like us. So Dennis Johnson, at the end of a short story, has this quote. And it's from a guy who's in a mental institution. And he says, "All these weirdos and me getting a little better every day right in the midst of them. I had never known, never even imagined for a heartbeat that there might be a place for people like us." People like us. Everyone has a people like us. And for every people, there's a place. A good place. Somewhere we might have thought didn't exist, but it's out there. In a book or in a movie or maybe in a podcast or a relationship or with a pet. That would have been the perfect time for her to go for it, and she decided not to. She just walked away. She's really catting it up. It's somewhere, really. Halloween is that place for me. The place for people like us. The time when it's okay to talk about all the weird things we talked about this month and all the things we didn't get to. The scary stories to tell in the dark that were too scary to tell. The giant blob monster from the sewers. Kids who kill kids. ESP testing. All this great stuff we didn't get to because there are only 31 days. 31 days of the place for people like us. But damn it, we made the most of them. I hope this has been that place for you this month. And all the time, but this month especially. What I do here isn't for everyone, and I know that. Sometimes it's not for anyone, but the goal is to make a place for people like us. All these weirdos, and you right in the midst of them. If even for 31 days out of the whole year, maybe 3 hours total, you feel like there's a place for people like us, then we've succeeded. And that gets us back to reversal. That place for people like us is a reversal, which is a tough load to swallow. Because if the place for people like us is reversal, that means it's not the norm. That means it only exists in a few corners, only happens for a minute here and there. While the place for some people is a wide swath, ours is about as thick as a cat's whisker. Which I recently discovered cats shed, and those fucking things are like porcupine quills. You hear that? All these people know what you did to me. I'm glad that this might be some form of a place for people like us. And on this, the day of Halloween, I wanted to take a second and say thanks for listening. I usually say that at the end of an episode, but I also usually ruin it by then calling you pieces of shit or idiots or something like that. so I'm going to try and not ruin it this time. Thanks for listening. And thanks especially for listening during Potoween, for making it a place for people like us. And for that to happen, there has to be an us. Thanks for being that for me. We'll see you next year. Okay, now that we got that sentimental shit out of the way, the real last Potoween, and I wanted to bury the lead a little. What's more Halloween than a scary story, right? And as many of you may know, I have a certain mild obsession with I'll call him an author named Charles Hinton. Charles Hinton, writer of Agent Cold Beer, Skunk Woman, Get Him Off, Attorney at Law, parentheses, Pimp Law. And he wrote a couple vampire books. One of them called The Bad Breath Vampire. And I read about the first page. I read up to the point where we have the text that says, Dr. Stupid. And I said, you know what? This needs to be shared with the world. So this is The Bad Breath Vampire, as written by Charles Hinton, read by me, and commented on by me, laughed at by you. And that's everyone involved. It was the year 2004, and on a cold December and windy night at Transylvania. This is tough, because I know sometimes I fuck up when I'm reading something, but I'm just going to read this again. It was the year 2004, and on a cold December and windy night at Transylvania. So there you go. Wolves were howling. A middle-aged man was wearing a Van Helsing hat. What the fuck is a Van Helsing hat? And a long black leather coat and holding a black leather gym bag. He entered a bar which was located at a small village. He's got a real thing about at versus in. I think it's usually a windy night in Transylvania, and a bar is usually located in a small village. The strong wind quickly shut the door behind him. Oh, it cold out there, he said, and looked at the few patrons who were drinking at the bar. He went over there as some of patrons stared at him. Two shots of vodka, hold the ice, he said. Nothing like a tough guy going into a bar and saying, two shots of vodka, hold the ice. I mean, as a bartender, wouldn't you be like, A, not a tough guy drink, B, shots don't usually have ice in them, okay? I've never seen you around here, the bartender said and poured his drink. Where are you from? America. I live in a city called New York. This is 2004, by the way. What's your name? Dr. Stupid. Patrons and the bartender laughed loudly. With a name like that, it must be hard to get patients, the bartender said. Oh, it is. I was in private practice, Stupid said. Do you like how, I mean, if your character is Dr. Stupid, don't you have to call him Dr. Stupid and not just Stupid? I went out of business because I only had two patients. One was deaf and the other was blinded. I couldn't get a job at a hospital because of my name. What are you doing now? The bartender asked. I'm a vampire hunter. I'm looking for Count Dracula. Okay, I couldn't get a job because my name was Dr. Stupid. But maybe you couldn't get a job because you fit your name and you are too stupid to change your name from Dr. Stupid to anything. He and his flock of vampires are dead. Dead? You mean living dead? Stupid said. No, they dead, the bartender said. The bad breath vampire turned them into crap, and he took over Dracula's castle, and he's worse than Dracula was. When the bad breath vampire bites his preys, they turn into crap instead of vampires. I'm going to set this down for a second. Ugh. His terrible breath smells like 100 backup sewers. Instead of turning into a bat, he turns into a body of crap and flies around. He turned many of my customers into crap. He would fly through my restroom's window and land in the toilet. When a customer goes to the restroom, he would see the toilet full of crap. As he goes to flush it, the vampire comes out of it and turns back into a human form. He would bite the customer's neck and turns him into crap. I decided to close the restroom during the night, but it didn't do any good. When a customer went outside to urinate, the vampire would attack him. Okay, hold on. So here's how this vampire operates. He turns himself into a log of shit, flies into the toilet and lies there in wait. And then when a bar patron, I guess the most responsible bar patrons of all time, come in there and go to flush the toilet, that's when he springs his trap. He pops out and he's like, ah, blah. And he bites them and turns them into crap. And he's like, I thought about locking the bathroom door, but if they go pee in the alley, he just attacks them in the alley. I will kill this bad breath vampire, Stupid said. I'll go to Count Dracula's castle in the morning and seek him out and drive a stake through the creature's heart. The bartender and patrons cheered him. Oh, he never thought of that, I guess. In the morning, Stupid drove a car to Dracula's grounds. Did this guy just write this? Like, okay, this is the Charles Hinton thing that Pete's always struggling with. Does this guy know exactly what he's doing? Does he know? Do you know? That's something I say to the cat. He got out of the car. Oh my God, the air smells like strong excrement. He quickly take out a gas mask from his gym bag and put it on. He looked at Dracula's castle. Amazing. His castle looks like the one out of Dracula's old films. You know those old movies Dracula made? He went inside of the castle and stepped in dried crap, which was 1 foot high, and it was all though the castle. This crap is all over my good shoes. He must have turned a lot of vampires and people into crap. Is he keeping the crap? Stupid walked through the crap like he was walking through a foot of snow. He found Dracula's dungeon and saw a coffin. I mean, that's an interesting way to describe it. Fresh fallen snow and walking through a pile of shit. I saw a coffin. This is probably Dracula's coffin. A regular vampire couldn't afford it. I'll bet that the bad breath vampire sleeping in it. That's his primary. This is far too expensive for a regular vampire. He opened it and saw the vampire sleeping and was wearing an 18th century suit with a cape. I wonder why he wearing Dracula's old clothing. It seems that he wants to be a Dracula wannabe. Wants to be a wannabe. Okay. He pulled a stake and hammer from his bag. He placed the pointed side to the vampire's heart and struck it hard with the hammer. The vampire didn't die. It opened his eyes and smiled. How dare they send a Van Helsing lookalike to kill me, he said, and quickly gabbed Stupid's neck and flipped off Stupid's gas mask and bit him on the neck. Stupid was surprised that the vampire didn't turn him into crap. I'll spare you, the vampire said. You'll be my servant. If you try to escape, I'll turn you into crap by the power of my will. The vampire released the grip and got out of the coffin. What's your name? Dr. Stupid. Your name fits you well, the vampire said and laughed. You're stupid to come here. Dracula had a doctor named Frankenstein. Now I have a doctor named... No. Now I have a doctor named Stupid. You will sleep in one of the castle's bedrooms and dinner will be served later. What time is later? 8 hours. Now go. The vampire got back into his coffin and shut its cover. I mean, maybe people were clapping that this Dr. Stupid was going about his business because they're like, well, hey, slim chance he's going to be successful, but fuck it, no big loss. It was dinner time. In the dining room, crap surrounded the floor. Oh, hi, Dee-Wee. Hello. I'm going to move my arm here. At a long dining table, the vampire sat at the end and Stupid sat at the other end. A roast chicken and a potato were on each of their plates with a glass of wine by the plates. Take off that gas mask. Don't you have any manner? The vampire yelled. My parents wore masks every minute of the day when I was growing up. None shall be worn here. Bad breath vampire, I can't take the smell of your breath. You better get used to it. Now take off that mask or I'll turn you into crap, and don't call me bad breath vampire. What should I call you? I don't know. I can't use my real name because society thinks I'm dead. Well, what fucking difference does that make? Is he collecting insurance or something? What if I call you Breath? That sounds good. Call me Count Breath, or Count for short. How about Count? Count Crapula. This chicken is delicious. You're an excellent cook, Count. Did you wash your hands before you cook it? No, I cook it with my breath, the vampire said and laughed. Surprised, Stupid vomited. Then he quickly drank his wine. Ever been so surprised you just vomited? I'm joking, Count said. You'll buy some cleaning supplies and clean up all the crap in this castle. It's a lot of crap count. I don't have money to buy supplies. Money isn't a problem. There's billions of dollars worth of gold and jewels and millions in cash here. And it's all mine since Dracula is dead. Why do you think I have all of this crap laying around? When I killed Dracula, thousands of vampires from all over the world came to take Dracula's treasure and I turned them all into crap. The money that you have, why haven't you brought new clothing? I like wearing Dracula's clothes. They feel so comfortable. Now, after you have cleaned up the crap, I want you to invent a mouthwash that can kill my bad breath. Well, you know, I was a little concerned that he was feeding this guy dinner. Because I was like, I don't know if this bad breath vampire knows how to have a servant. But now it's like, I'm going to have you clean a castle full of shit and then invent a thing that is basically impossible to... Oh, well, it's impossible. If you don't, I'll turn you into crap. But maybe I can invent a breath spray that will stop the smell from your bad breath for a few minutes. I'll accept that, Count said and smiled. I'll need a laboratory. You can use Dr. Frankenstein's laboratory. No, no. It's in the back of the castle. I've seen that laboratory while you were sleeping. It hasn't been used in more than 100 years, and the equipment is outdated with spider webs. With the money I'm giving you, you'll be able to buy new equipment. What? What is this, some kind of water treatment plant in Baltimore? Huh? How much money you're talking about? What is happening? Half of Dracula's fortune. That's more than enough. I'll be a billionaire. Oh, thank you, Count Breath. I want you to start working on the breath formula after you finish your dinner. Tell me, Count, I wonder how did you defeat Dracula? He was the most powerful vampire in the world. He was not. Dracula can be killed from a stake or the sun. I can't die. Why? You see, when I was born, I had the worst breath in the world, which couldn't be cured. No one would come near me except for my parents who had to wear gas masks. I was kicked out of school when I was in kindergarten because of my breath and teased. The only job I could get was a garbage man. Then one day I got lucky when I was collecting garbage. I saw the devil putting out his garbage. My God. I asked him, can he get rid of my bad breath? He said that I have to sell my soul. And I did, but the devil tricked me. He gave me perfume breath, which smells so strong that nobody could stand it, not even me. I decided to eat a lot of garbage to kill the perfume smell. I was lucky I was a garbage man. My truck was never full because I ate some of the garbage that I collected and I died of stomach cancer. When I got to hell, my bad breath came back. The devil couldn't stand it. He kicked me out of hell and made me this special vampire where I can't die, and he gave me unusual powers that no other vampires has. Okay. 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 Let's lay this out. All right, he was born with really bad breath. He got kicked out of school, so he became a garbage man. He went to the devil's house while the devil was putting out his garbage, which is something the devil does, has a house and takes out the garbage. The devil took his soul and made him have perfume breath, which was like too powerful. So he started eating garbage to sort of even it out again. And then he died of stomach cancer, but there was no room in hell for his bad breath, so he got kicked out of hell. And the devil made him a special vampire, so he's immortal and won't go back to hell. That is a fucking origin story. You think you're cool because you got bit by a radioactive spider? Get a load of this. Why do you have to sleep in a coffin during day to protect yourself from sunlight and need blood if you can't die? Stupid asked. I developed a habit sleeping during the day and I need blood like water to maintain my powers. No more questions. Now hurry and finish your dinner. You have work to do. Every day, stupid worked night and day. It's little twists of words like that that I just, you know, every day he worked night and day. Trying to make the bad breath formula. He worked like he was making a Frankenstein monster. What? Stupid had a large witch pot, and he threw in all kinds of perfumes, soaps, disinfectants, fruits, candies, and everything he can think of. Finally, he came up with a formula. So, he got a big stew pot, just started throwing shit in there, and then was like, Eureka. This is like when we used to make potions in the kitchens as kids. Count came inside the laboratory. You've been working for months and haven't yet come up with a formula to kill my breath, Count said angrily. I think I have it, Stupid said. Try this. He gave Count a glass of the formula. Count drank it. Then he tested his breath by putting one of his hands to his mouth and blew on the hand. My breath still stink. I've tried everything, Count, that I could think of. I'm sorry. You failed me. I will turn you into crap. Count opened his mouth and showed his fangs and came towards Stupid. Please don't turn me into crap, Stupid said frightfully. Bagging for life won't do you any good. That's it, life. I forgot to add the lifesavers, Stupid said, smiling. Count stopped coming toward him. Lifesavers? What the fuck? Yes, delicious lifesavers that also save your breath. Yes, Count. I didn't add them to the formula. Quickly, Stupid went to a cabin and opened it. What? Cabinet, I suppose. He pulled out a large jar of peppermint lifesavers. He threw hundreds of them into the witch pot. He gave another glass of the formula to Count, who tested his breath again. It works, Count said joyfully. Oh, I'm so happy. Now I can go to America and live my life to the fullest. How long will this formula last before my bad breath stink again? I don't know, Count, but when it returns, take another swallow. You'll have to carry a bottle of it with you at all times. See, now he can go back to America because he's not some smelly foreign Dracula. A few days later, Count and Stupid arrived at New York City. At or in? At or in? They entered one of the most expensive hotels there, and they went to the register. The Count was wearing his Dracula outfit, and Stupid was wearing his Van Helsing outfit. The hotel clerk glanced at them. The homeless shelter is a block away, the clerk said. We're not homeless, we're rich, Count said. Oh, you're eccentric millionaires, excuse me, the clerk said. Oh, no, billionaires, Count said. I want a suite for two a week. It is $20,000 a day. That's $140,000. May I have your credit card? I don't believe in paying with credit, Count said. Stupid gave the clerk the briefcase. The clerk took the case and counted the money. You are $500 over the amount, the clerk said. That's your tip, Count said. Can I do anything for you, Count? The clerk said, smiling. Send a tailor up to the suite, Stupid answered for the Count. Yes, sir. Later in the night, Count and Stupid were riding in the back of a limousine. When will my mansion be ready? Count said. Next week, Stupid said. Why didn't you have the tailor make you a few suits? Your Dracula outfit sticks out like a sore thumb. Sore as in soaring like an eagle. What? And a red suit and wearing a Van Helsing hat don't? I would like to wear better clothing, but I can't. You see, the suit has a special power. When I turn into crap and turn back, the suit remains on me. I understand, boss. Without the suit, you'll turn back naked. Yes, that's why Dracula worn it. This club we're going to have you been there before? Stupid said. No, but it's one of the best clubs in New York. When I was a human, I used to pick up garbage in the back of the club. This is great. So, why would he need to turn into crap? Okay, 2 days later in the evening, two detectives came into the club which Count and Stupid have been at. A detective said to the manager, my name is Detective Pickleton. Oh, and then it's got parentheses, quotes, and italicized the trail of the vampire. This is the second book. So there you go. And this is my partner, Frank. Pickleton showed five pictures to the manager and said, these persons are missing. They were at your club 2 days ago and their vehicles are still in your parking lot. Did you see them leave your club? I don't have the time to look at people who leave my club, the manager said. I don't have time to look at people. Was there anybody that looked unusual to you? Mostly everybody who comes in here is unusual, the manager said. Also, what did he just fucking say? I just was reading this book and they were like questioning some hard-ass guy on the witness stand. And it was pretty great because the guy, they asked him a question, he answered, and they asked him kind of the same question. And he was like, listen, you're going to find that I answer your question the first time you ask it, and that's going to be the same answer every time you ask it. So you might as well just ask each question once. I meant very unusual, Pickleton said. Wait a minute, there were two guys, the manager said. One was wearing a Dracula outfit and the other a red silk suit and a big hat. The one with the outfit kept going to the restroom. Probably he was the one who flooded my toilet with crap. The plumber had to work all day flushing it down. That's a plumber's primary technique, just stand there flushing. Another thing, these guys were rich. They pulled up in a limousine and brought everyone in the club a drink and gave the waitresses a $100 tip for each drink they ordered. How did they look? Said Pickleton. One looked like the guy who played the Monsters' grandpa on TV, but 50 years younger. Maybe he means Monsters, the manager said. The one with the hat, I really didn't get a good look at him, but he was in his late 30s or 40s. Where's your restroom? Pickleton asked. In the back, the manager said. Pickleton and Frank entered the restroom. This bathroom is small for a club this size, Frank said. Yes, it is, Pickleton said. Only one toilet and no window. Do you think the five persons were killed in here? Frank said. I don't know, Pickleton said. If they were killed here, it would have to be by a vampire. Vampires, come on, boss. You believe in that? Yes. A case that I was once on, the killer was a vampire who killed his prey and was their witness. He was able to take the form of any person. So, boss, you think that there is more of these vampires? There may be. Boss, I saw this film about a vampire who ate his prey by taking a few bits. Do you think a vampire like that could have eaten the five persons in this restroom? I don't know, Frank, but I'll find out. These two may be from out of town. We'll check hotels. That's not far from here. Hot on the case. They arrived at the hotel where Count and Stupid were staying. Do you have a man registered here who was wearing a Dracula outfit a few days ago? It is the hotel's policy that I can't give out information because we have rich patrons staying here, the clerk said. Pickleton showed his badge. I'm the police. The guy you're looking for is on the 21st floor in suite 2103. Well, that was a quick change of heart. That was also, what a waste of $500. You can't even just be like, we have a lot of people coming in and out of here. I can't keep track. You never learn anything from that club owner? I don't know. I'm too busy to look at people. Pickleton and Frank went to the suite. Pickleton knocked on its door. Count opened it. What do you want? Count said. Police, Pickleton said, showing his badge. You look familiar. I know you from somewhere. Were you a garbage man? Yes, it was years ago. You picked up my garbage. My wife always complained about you eating garbage of your truck. May my partner and I come in? Yes. What's your name? Pickleton said. Count Breath. Were you and your friend at a club called the Wild Side? Pickleton asked. They walk on the wild side. Yes, why? Pickleton showed Count pictures of the missing persons. Have you seen these persons when you were at the club? No. Why are you dressed like Dracula? Pickleton said. Is it a crime being dressed like Dracula? No. Are you a vampire? Defective vampire. Now, do you think that's intentional, that this is like the vampire pretending he's never heard of a detective and he's like, defective? Vampires only live during the night. If I was one, the sun shining from my window would kill me. Come over here and let's look in this mirror. Pickleton followed him. You're right, you're not a vampire, Pickleton said. I can see your reflection in the mirror, but what about your friend? Stupid came out of one of the suite's rooms. I'm not one either, Stupid said, laughing, and then the count laughed with him. What's your name, sir? Stupid. Dr. Stupid. Frank and Pickleton laughed because of the name. Okay, if your name is Pickleton, I mean, I guess maybe when you meet a Dr. Stupid, you're elated because you're like, oh, well, that's almost as bad. You used to be a garbage man, Count. How did you get so rich to afford a suite like this? Pickleton asked. Don't answer, Stupid said. Any more of his questions. Count without a lawyer present. If you cops are not going to arrest us, leave. We'll leave, but we'll be back, Frank said. When we do come back, we'll have a warrant for your arrest. You cops don't have nothing on us, Count said. I like how the Count turns right into a no-account, no-grammar guy as soon as he's... You can't get me, copper. Frank and Pickleton left the suite. They walked toward the exit of the hotel. Pickleton, he's right. We don't have anything on them, Frank said. We'll catch a plane to Transylvania. We're going there to find out if Count Dracula is alive, Pickleton said. If Count Dracula is dead, Frank said, do you think they could have killed him and stolen his clothes and money? We'll find out, Frank. I would love that. Like, it's a trailer for a movie, and it's like, we're going there to find out if Count Dracula is alive. Inside the suite, I would love if somebody started making movie trailers for, like, proposed movies based on these books. Inside the suite, Count, why did you have to turn five people into crap? Stupid asked. That formula has a side effect, Count said. It increases my appetite for blood. It makes me weaker every time I take it. I took a lot last night because I talked to many beautiful women. Well, there you go. The next night, Count took a drink of the formula. His thirst grew. He changed into crap and flew out his window. On the next floor, a person saw the crap coming out the window. That's nasty, the person said. I can't believe in an expensive hotel like this, a person would throw crap out the window. So this is just a log of shit just cruising around, huh? The Count flew around until he saw a person alone, walking through a dark alleyway. The Count landed. The person heard footsteps creeping behind him. He turned, saw nothing there, and turned back around and screamed as he saw a face looked like a demon from hell spreading its fangs, which took a bit on the man's neck, sucking out his blood as he went limped. Then his whole body was sucked in by Count's mouth like a vacuum cleaner, and then the Count spitted out crap which appeared by his feet. Whew. The Count wiped the blood from his mouth as a stray dog barked. Then he flew away looking for his next prey. The dog walked up to the crap, smelled it, and ran. That night the Count's thirst grew and grew. He turned more people into crap. In the morning, the Count arrived back at the suite. Count, you have been gone all night. What happened? Stupid said. I must stop taking that formula, Count said. Last night I turned 20 people into crap to get rid of my thirst. Don't stop taking it, Stupid said. I'll work on it and find a solution. We'll be able to leave this hotel in a few days and move into your mansion. The next day, Pickleton and Frank arrived at Transylvania at the bar where the Count turned people into crap. Hello, what are you having? The bartender asked. Two beers, Pickleton said. What kind? Anything. Now that's funny. That's like that part in the movie where someone comes to a bar and they're just like, give me two, shorty. And he just gives them two beers and it's like, how would you know which beer they wanted? The bartender brought them the beers. Are you from America? He asked. Yes, and we're looking for Count Dracula, Pickleton said. 3 months ago, another American was looking for Count Dracula, the bartender said. Did he find him? Pickleton asked. No, Dracula's dead. Dead? Pickleton said, surprisingly. Yes, the bad breath vampire killed him, the bartender said. What happened to the other American? Frank asked and sipped his beer. He works for the vampire, the bartender said. What's the American's name? Pickleton asked. Dr. Stupid? Bartender, tell us about this vampire and Dr. Stupid, Pickleton said. Now that's some pretty damning evidence, right? How many Dr. Stupids are there? Stupid went to kill the vampire who had the power to turn people into crap, but Stupid failed. The vampire spared him and made him his assistant. Stupid's job was to find a cure for the vampire's horrible breath, and he did. He and the vampire went to America. Thanks, Pickleton said. How the fuck does this guy know all that? Who told him that? Where are you two going? The bartender asked as Pickleton and Frank got up from their seats. We're going back to America to stop this bad breath creature, Pickleton said. 2004 may have been an easier way to do that than going there for long enough to have that conversation and then leave. The next day, while Count was asleep, Stupid was watching the news. See, it's hard to like critique this, though, because it's like, well, what's the dumbest part? You know what I mean? The police report that there is a total of 65 people missing, a reporter said, and several people complained that they stepped in large piles of crap outside and inside buildings.
Related?
Stupid turned off the TV. What have I done? In 3 days, Count turned 65 people into crap. It is my fault for creating that formula and bringing that vampire to America. I must stop this. Stupid cried and left the suite. Or did he cry that? I can't tell. I don't know why you'd cry that out loud. Also, I like, if the news reported like 65 people have been missing, also, massive reports of an increase in dog shit on the sidewalk. Wouldn't you be like, I think one of these stories is a little more important than the other? Pickleton and Frank arrived back from Transylvania. They caught a cab at the airport. It drove to a university. They got out of the cab and went to see a professor who was in his office. Hello, Professor, Pickleton said. We have to take the entire cab from the airport. But, you know, it's not, there's no talk of how they got to Transylvania in, like, an old wagon or some shit. What are you here for? Oh, don't tell me. You want information on how to kill another vampire. You're right, Professor, but this time the vampire is more powerful than Dracula was. This vampire can live during the day and turn its prey into crap instead of a vampire. Detective, I heard about this vampire. He bite and sucks in all of his prey inside his body, then spit out the intestinal's waste. You mean the person's crap? Pickleton asked. Yes. It was not cursed like Dracula was. It was created by the devil. Because of that, it cannot be killed. The devil kicked this person out of hell because of the person's horrible bad breath, which probably stunk up hell. He turned that person into... Yeah, we know this already. The only way you can have fresh breath is to create a formula and... What the fuck? How does everybody know all this? How do some people know this level of detail and other ones are like, is a vampire real? Professor, if he can't die, how do I get rid of him? Pickleton said. You must get him off the planet, Professor said. Now you're talking. What do you mean by that? You must find a way to send him to another planet or space. I can't tell you what I wouldn't give to have a movie like The Ring, right? And it's like, how do we get rid of this little ghost girl? You must send him to another planet or space. Suddenly, a student came inside the professor's office. Professor, she said, turn on the TV. The police have a vampire trapped in a hotel. The professor turned the TV on. He, Frank, and Pickleton saw a special news report. This is a great movie trope too, right? Turn on the news. The thing is happening that we're talking about. A man said that he worked for a vampire, a reporter said, who has the power to turn people into crap, and he told the police that the vampire is responsible for the missing of 65 people. The supposed vampire said that it will not surrender. After everyone has vacated the hotel, the police are planning to send a SWAT team in there. What would be the point of that? The professor turned the TV off. Pickleton, you must stop that SWAT team from going inside that hotel. The vampire will turn them into crap. Pickleton rushed out the door with Frank. They arrived at the scene and saw the hotel surrounded by many police's cars and news vans. Pickleton went to the chief, who was standing by a group of police. Chief, call off the SWAT team. That vampire can't be killed by bullets. I know. I watch TV programs and films about vampires, too. The SWAT team have silver bullets, and some have arrows. That vampire can't be killed by a stake or silver bullets or arrows, Pickleton said. He'll turn the SWAT team into crap. Pickleton, you're not making sense, Chief said. Besides, the SWAT team have already went inside. Do you like this? It's like the classic, we're the SWAT team, we know what we're doing, and they rush in, and you're like, why don't you listen to McClane and not go in? Except this time they're like, well, we kind of know what we're doing. We have silver arrows and silver bullets and shit. But still, not enough. Inside the suite, Count looked out the window and saw Stupid with the police. He said to himself, Stupid, you will pay for betraying me. Suddenly, his door was kicked down by the SWAT team. The six members from the team moved inside, firing automatic weapons and arrows at Count, who faced them, showing his fangs, growling. The bullets and arrows blasted through his body. The team were surprised that he was still standing. You humans think I'm Dracula, he said. I can't be killed. Fast as a tornado, he bit them on their necks and then swallowed them, then spitted crap while the leader of SWAT was peeping inside. The SWAT's members who didn't went inside stood in the corridors holding their weapons ready to attack. Oh my god, the leader said. The vampire turned them into crap. Retreat! The SWAT team ran quickly out of the hotel. The leader ran to the chief. The vampire killed six of my men, he said angrily. That thing can't die. It moved so fast. In seconds, it tuned some of my men into crap. It was horrible. The rest of my team is not going back inside. Calm down, Lieutenant, Chief said, before you have a heart attack. Your men do not have to go back inside. The chief went to Pickleton and said, you were right. I'm sorry. Chief, Pickleton said, you need to save your apologies to the dead men's families. Boom! Suddenly, the crowd heard the sound of breaking glass and saw a body of crap shaped like a missile flying out of the window. It's the bad breath vampire, Stupid shouted as he looked up at the sky. The crap flew into the clouds. Then the clouds quickly turned brown and it thundered. Oh my god. Oh my god. And the clouds poured watery crap. The bad breath vampire made it rain crap. Take cover. Pickleton shouted as the brown watery crap poured on people's heads and bodies as they ran for cover. Soon the streets were flooded with crap. Wow. Has this gone better than I anticipated already? Absolutely. Next day, the mayor in his office, shouting at Pickleton and the chief, "You idiots, you cost the city millions of dollars in lawsuits and cleanup bills." "Mayor, we didn't know the vampire has the power to make it rain crap," chief said. Just imagine you're being yelled at as the chief of police and you're like, "I didn't know the vampire had the power to make it rain crap." It's a very reasonable excuse. "I want this vampire hunted down and destroyed," Mayor said. "Mayor, the vampire can't die," Pickleton said. "What do you mean he can't die?" Mayor said. "I saw vampires died on TV. You'll have to drive a stake in the creature's heart." "God, Mayor, not this vampire," Pickleton said. "It was created by the devil and almost as powerful as him. The only way to stop it, you have to send it into space." "How the hell can we do that?" Mayor said. "The city doesn't have a spaceship." "No." "Mayor, call the president," Pickleton said. "Tell him that this is a national emergency. The vampire can create rain that's made out of crap. With this capability, he can destroy your city or maybe the country." "Good idea, Pickleton, but if the president gives us a spaceship, how do we get the vampire inside of it?" "Okay, call the president, get his spaceship. We camouflage it as a building. We'll get somebody to lure him inside." "But who can we get?" "His assistant," Pickleton said. "Where is his assistant?" "He is locked up, Mayor," chief said. "Place him in Pickleton's custody," the mayor said. A week later, the count had turned 100 people into crap. People were angry. Many were calling the mayor's office, demanding that the bad breath vampire be caught. On nationwide TV, Stupid said, "Count, I hope you're watching. I have the solution to your bad breath formula that will decrease your thirst for blood. I want you to meet me at a location, and I'll give you the solution. Call this number." The number came across the TV screen. The message aired every hour. Count saw it and called Stupid. They set up a location, which is a large building far out in the woods. Count arrived. Okay. Large building in the woods. At the building. Stupid was right. There are no police around. Wow, that a huge building to be out this far in the woods. He opened it metal door. Good God. "This door is thick. I wonder what is being kept in this building." He entered the building and saw Stupid. "Give me the solution to the formula, Stupid." Suddenly, the building blasted off, heading toward the sky. Count heard the blast off and felt the building moving. "What is happening, Stupid?" Count said with a surprised look on his face. "This is not a building. It is a spaceship disguised as a building." "Stop this ship," Count yelled angrily. "I can't, Count. It's automated and it's set to land on Mars. I'll bust out of this ship." "You can't. We're in space now. If you do, Count, you'll be floating in space forever. I'm going to turn you into crap. If you do, you'll be the only one living on Mars. The Martians will keep me company." "There's no Martian." "Well, I mean, I didn't think there was a vampire that could make it rain shit either, but there you go." "Oh, well, that's what they said about vampires." Count showed his fangs and came towards Stupid. It's a little disturbing when I think the same way as the character in this book. "No, Count, please don't turn me into crap." He bit Stupid and threw the crap out of the ship. The curse of the bad breath before the Count becomes a vampire is on Kindle. What? Oh, I guess that's the end. I guess the end is a... That was the end. He threw the crap out of the ship, and then the curse of the bad breath before the Count becomes a vampire is on Kindle. And that's a book that we're going to be looking at in our bonus pod this month. So if you're interested in that, that's where you're going to find that one. But, well, that was a ride, huh? That was some kind of ride. I hope you liked it. I had a great time, to be honest with you. And if you didn't have a great time, I don't know how you ended up listening to this show, but if this episode of Helpful Snowman Radio was not to your liking, I don't know how any of them are. All right. Well, until next year, see ya.